This is the first national survey of legal high use across the whole of UK, Scotland included. This is a new form of drug use. New drugs being developed every week, around about 350 different legal high drugs. There's been a huge increase in drug-related deaths. And this is the first time, really, a systematic assessment of just how widespread this drug use is, what drugs are being used, with what effects.
We do know that legal highs can have devastating effects, don't we?
Yeah, these are drugs which, in a way, pose a much bigger challenge than almost any other drugs that we're seeing. I mean, most people think of drug use, think of heroin, cocaine, cannabis. These are familiar drugs. But the legal highs are completely a new set of substances which are being developed, you know, on a week-by-week basis, marketed often through the internet, with, on occasion, absolutely devastating effects. So, huge increase in drug-related deaths, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there probably are people experiencing major health problems associated with the types of drugs that are being used, but we simply don't have any grasp of the scale of it as yet.
You mentioned 350 substances. That's huge.
It is. I mean, these are now being developed at the rate of about one a week from laboratories in China and India. And, you know, it took European scientists 12 months to work out what was in one of these drugs. So what effect is happening now is that people are taking substances where they simply have no way of knowing what chemicals they're taking into their body, and we as yet have no way of knowing what impact those drugs are going to have until someone's had the effect, and then we actually see it. And in some cases, that's people who've died.
I suppose at the end of the day, when especially teenagers and young people are out enjoying themselves at pubs and clubs, they're not thinking of the devastating impacts. Maybe their pal's been fine, but they turn out to die from this.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost impossible to imagine what that's like. So here you have a form of drug use where the names of these drugs convey nothing really about what's in them. People go out of an evening, they maybe take a legal high before they've gone out, or they're in a club and they take it, and they're not really thinking about the consequences. They're just actually going about their life, having a nice time. The tragic upshot of which is by the end of the night, someone's dead. And, you know, it's impossible for anyone really, unless they're in that situation or a relative of someone who's been in that situation, to really fathom how it's gone from a situation of having fun to a life ended by the time they're out of their teenage years.
Is that maybe why the survey is so wide-ranging, just trying to look into every single possible situation here?
Yeah, I mean, the survey asks about what drugs people have taken, when they took them, what effects, where they were, where they came from. And it's really only by gathering as much information as possible will we begin to develop more appropriate responses, work out what ways we can help. In the absence of that information, there's a real danger that we just respond in completely the wrong way. And I think that's often the case with patterns of drug use. If people fashion a response on the basis of not really understanding the nature of the drugs that are being used or how they're being used, where they're being used by who, with what frequency and with what effects, then the policies are almost always wrong. The only way really to effectively deal with this problem is to understand much more about the form of drug use that's now developing.